This is a big world for beginners, which means that beginners can't learn to pretend in a short time. So I don't encourage beginners to use their own learning. Without knowledge, don't attack the network because once your own behavior is revealed, the ultimate harm is on yourself. Third, the discovery of vulnerabilities. Vulnerabilities are the most important information for hackers. Hackers should often learn the vulnerabilities discovered by others and try to find unknown vulnerabilities themselves and find valuable and exploitable vulnerabilities from a large number of vulnerabilities. Of course, their ultimate goal is to destroy or fix this vulnerability through vulnerabilities. The hacker's obsession with finding loopholes is unimaginable. Their slogan says, "Breaking authority." A program with a vulnerability is like a festival for hackers, as they would love to mess it up to create more backdoors. Hackers find fun in breaking things. Fourth, the use of vulnerabilities. For decent hackers, the vulnerabilities should be patched, and for evil hackers, vulnerabilities should be used to destroy. Hackers' basic premise is utilization of vulnerabilities. Hackers can use the vulnerabilities to do the following things. 1. Obtain system information. Some vulnerabilities can leak system information, expose sensitive data, and further invade the system. 2. Intrusion system can be used to enter through vulnerabilities into the system or obtain internal information on the server, or completely become in charge of the server. 3. Looking for the next goal. A victory means the emergence of the next target. Hackers should make full use of the server they have been in charge as a tool to find and invade the next system. 4. Do some good things. The decent hacker will complete the above work and will fix the loophole or notify the system administrator to do some things to maintain network security. 5. Do some bad things. The evil hacker will do the above work. He will determine whether the server has value. If they have value, they will implant a Trojan or a backdoor on the server for the next visit. For those servers, they don't have any value, they will never be merciless, and the system crash will make them feel infinitely happy. This is just a basic introduction about hacking, and we will discuss further in the future about hacking in detail. For now, we will start learning about Kali Linux and Linux in detail, along with a lot of tools that will start the hacking journey. There are plenty of books on this subject on the market. Thanks again for choosing this one. Every effort was made to ensure it is full of as much useful information as possible. Please enjoy. Chapter 1. Introduction to Linux. You will learn about Linux in detail in this chapter, along with many examples of its distributions. Learning about Linux is necessary because, due to its difference from Windows in various aspects, can make normal users confused, and moreover, learning about Linux and some of its commands and file directory system can give a good pathway to the rest of the book. We will first describe the advantages of Linux from Windows along with a few commands that will help us understand the structure and pragmatism of Linux and its distributions. We will also go through the process of installation of Linux Mint in detail. First of all, what is an operating system? The OS is a basic program that runs on a computer. Without this, nothing starts. If you are driving a car and you want to turn right, you will turn the steering wheel to the right. This allows the tire to turn to the right and bend. It is basically impossible to bend a tire by force